In golf, precision is everything, on and off the course. PGA of America chose advanced 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business for smooth operations and seamless transactions. Together, we enhance ticketing and concessions for better fan experiences from gate to green. This is pro-level efficiency. This is PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
All day, big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Today is the 20th of May, and in case you didn't know, today is also World Bee Day. These wonderful creatures, they are so, so important to our ecosystem and the environment. And last week, our own Emma Tyrrell from 98FM News got the chance to visit a bee apiary. Did I say that correctly? Fingers crossed. At the Dublin Bus Depot. Emma, good morning. How are you?
Hello. So yes, I went down to Phibsborough and they have beehives down there.
I never knew this.
No, and it's a lovely story and it's part of their, wait for it now, Dublin Buzz Initiative. So basically, this started in 2019 and they've been growing it ever since. Yeah. And it's by the staff themselves. So I was chatting to a few of the staff down there and Dublin Bus mechanic Paul Granger, he's also a beekeeper and he's the one who came up with the idea.
There was waste ground at the back here of the depot, untouched. I just thought this is an ideal opportunity to, with biodiversity on the up and coming rise of different companies, that we put this idea forward.
So now,
such a great idea.
I know, it's lovely. So they have five hives now between the Phibsborough and Broadstone depots. If you don't know, Broadstone is kind of cross the road, so it's out in the back. It's kind of overgrown. They now have, wait for it, 250,000 bees.
Oh my goodness.
So they were saying there's about 50,000 bees in each hive, you know, like the boxes that you'd see pictures of. So I was, like, Dublin Bus was saying to me, you know, I was doing something with them and they were like, would you like to come out and see? And I was like, yeah, great, for World Bee Day, thinking this would be lovely on social media and do a lovely little radio package and everything else. Not thinking about the fact there's so many bees.
Did you feel nervous when you went there? Did you have to wear that big suit?
Right. So I was like, this would be lovely. I said it to the lads in the newsroom the day before and then they all started telling me about their horror stories about people being stung in the eye.
Oh,
somebody
no.
was telling me they went and they got stung 50 times.
Whoa.
The beekeeper ran off. He got stung in the mouth. Then they were left and they had the full suit on. Apparently when they swarmed, they got in. And so I was like, right.
A bit apprehensive.
I was a bit apprehensive.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up before, what should I, you know, do to avoid the bee stings? Mm-hmm. And they were saying no deodorant, no perfume, no hairspray.
Oh, do they like the perfume? Oh, the hairspray.
Yeah,
the smell. So I wore none of that. I was stinking going out there. But so long as the bees didn't want to get me.
No L-net for you.
I didn't care.
And did you have to wear the suit? Did they put the suit on you?
Yes, they did. And they zipped it up. I had two pairs of gloves on. They were very good. I did tell them about my fears. And I was like, can they smell the fear off me? And I did read that, you know, from the like
you
carbon dioxide
calm.
From your voice. So, right. So I had the full hood up, full suit on. They're flying at my face.
You
and
are
apparently
joking.
They're calm bees. They're calm ones. And they're all in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a bit nervous.
And were the lads down there a bit like, ah, you'll be grand?
They were, yeah, not a bother. Okay. And they were like, do you want to take the lid off the box? I was like, I don't.
And Emma, are the bees there? Are they making honey, all those bees that are there?
Yes.
The 250,000?
So they were telling me on a good year, they can get up to 1,000 pots of honey.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. But the only thing is you can't buy them. They keep them among Dublin Bus staff. So they'll do a raffle.
Okay.
So it was really nice.
That's lovely.
So another one of the beekeepers, he's a bus driver, Erwin Bannon. He was telling me that they can forage up to 4 kilometres away. So they're looking for their pollen and their nectar.
Are they?
And these are city bees. So they make slightly different honey. And it's darker and has a different taste.
Oh.
So our bees here would be O'Connell Street, all the local hanging baskets, pubs, flowers outside pubs and whatnot, Phoenix Park, Botanic Gardens.
They'll be all over the shop.
Do you know what?
Because he'll be on O'Connell Street. He lives at Broadstone.
All I keep thinking about is Nadine Coyle. Am I a beach girl or am I a shelly girl? Am I a beach bee or a shelly bee?
It's a very good impression, Paul.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah,
so these are native Irish honeybees. And apparently they have little hairs on them to keep them warm. You know, it's Ireland.
They are so gorgeous.
And they're even able to go around foraging in dull or drizzly weather, which, to be honest,
let's face it, most of the time. Yeah.
But also they're under threat because our bees are apparently nice and calm. But then the more aggressive species, they're more aggressive from other, you know, parts of the world.
Okay.
And they're saying they could become extinct. So this is really important and it's a lovely initiative. And so then I was saying to Paul, you know, would he like to see hives at every bus depot, bus depot? Because they are around the city. They're on top of buildings. There's some, I think, at the Cadbury factory. There's different places. And I was asking him, how many bees does he think they could get up to? So 250,000 at the minute.
Well, I'm sure it'll be a few million. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be a few million. But it takes time. We've got a couple of new lads coming in that are joined as well, young beekeepers. So, but it's a passion, you know. It's not a job.
Yeah.
It's a passion.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Emma Tyrrell from 98FM's newsroom. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast. And also fair play to Dublin Bus for saving the bees.
That's it.
What a good time story.
I love it, Emma. Thank you so much. And happy World Bee Day to everyone who celebrates and all the bees that are on O'Connell Street heading back to Broadstone. Love that.
Lights, camera, innovation. Walt Disney Studios chose advanced 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business to transform the movie-making process. Together, we kept a remote production hub in Hawaii and sync with a team in California to bring Lilo and Stitch to theaters this summer. This is picture-perfect collaboration. This is Walt Disney Studios with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Summer is coming right to your door. With Target Circle 360, get all the season go-tos delivered just when you want them. Snacks, towels, and even pillows. Get it all delivered the same day with Target Circle 360. Restrictions apply.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's, and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited-time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Primer and Ceiling Paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13, delivery by 8 p.m., subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
98FM, all day, Big Breakfast.
A new prize. Ooh. Maybe a win?
Fingers crossed.
98FM.
Yes, welcome to our game, Matchy Matchy. We give you three words, you shout back the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win some fabulous prizes.
Oh, the prizes are so stunning. And Paul, you haven't heard this week's brand new prize. I think you're going to like it. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Listen up, because you could win a gas-powered barbecue,
a flying lesson over Dublin,
a suitcase with a matching carry-on bag,
a hydrofacial therapy,
a child's rocking horse,
a cordless vacuum cleaner,
a family pass to an Irish theme park.
And who's a big Mimi?
What?
You are. Yes, we're giving away a year's supply of Mimis.
Giving away a year's supply of Mimis.
Who's a big Mimi?
Who's a big Mimi? I love Mimis so much. I love a crisp that's not a potato crisp, sometimes a corn crisp.
Yeah, like a graze.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very good. Good morning to Derek, who's in Finglas. Derek, you're on 98FM. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good, Derek. What is the plans for the week?
For the week, we're on the school run at the moment. There's no football plans yet.
None yet. Who are you playing with today?
We are looking for Russell, but I heard he's not playing today.
Oh my gosh. So Russell was in yesterday and producer Russell finally got to have a go on Matchy Matchy and was just so, so excited.
Oh, I'd say so.
Yes.
Oh, I'd say
so. Well, we have the fabulous Paul in for Brendan this morning. Derek, have you had a think about who you'd play with?
Hello, Paul or Rebecca?
You're asking your son. Paul's going to the booth!
Oh my gosh!
Okay, Paul, off you pop. Yeah. Go on. Out you get. See you now. Paul's leaving the room. Derek, you have your son playing. Tell us about your son.
His name is Arlo and it's his birthday today.
Stop it, Arlo. Happy birthday. And you're playing Matchy Matchy on your birthday. Brilliant stuff. Okay, Derek and Arlo, your first word this morning is bank.
Bank. Card.
Bank card. Your second word is school.
School run.
School run. You're doing it as we speak. And your third word this morning, guys, is red.
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 Red car.
Red car. Okay, we have bank card, school run, and red car. Derek, Arlo and co, are you happy to lock in those three words this morning in Matchy Matchy?
No, can we change it to school bag?
School bag, yes you can. A last minute change. Bank card, school bag, red car. And are we locking them in?
Red, well, hang on. Red hand.
Handed.
Red handed. Oh, we've gone with the phrase. Okay, lads, we're locking them in, yes?
Yeah, go for it.
Locking them in, and we are welcoming Paul back into studio. Paul, how are you? Did you just get a coffee in the booth?
Listen, the thing you get in that booth, I tell you.
There's a barista in there now as well. Ooh, the budget's been blown on Matchy Matchy. Okay, let's get serious now. Let's try get a win. Paul, your first word this morning is bank.
Machine.
Bank machine. Your second word is school.
Bus.
School bus. And your third word in Matchy Matchy, Paul, is red.
Oh, I'm going to go with the football vibe and I'm going to say devils.
Red devils. Paul, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Derek and Arlo in Finglas? Wasn't to be, lads.
Sorry, lads.
Sadly, no Matchy Matchy at all this morning.
What?
I feel like those words, there was many options.
Yeah, there was.
So we had bank card, school bag and red-handed.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry, lads.
It wasn't to be. Derek and Arlo, have a fabulous day. And Arlo, happy 8th birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, guys, have a great day. We're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Have
thanks
a great
for listening.
Day, lads.
Bye-bye.
I'm fuming.
Do you know what?
I'm fuming at myself. I've been talking myself up since I got the call yesterday. I was like, you are going to win Matchy Matchy tomorrow, Paul.
Paul, maybe the next time.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.